So here, this is the association between breast cancer, oral contraceptives, hormone replacement therapy. There's a for oral contraceptives, never users, the risk here. If you use it less than 1 year, 1 to 4 years, 5 to 9 years, 10 or more years, the risk increases by about 20 to 25%. But once you stop using the pill for 1 year, 1 to 4, 5 to 9 or 10 plus years, your risk comes back to something which you cannot distinguish between the never user, and that's really good. So your risk is increased while you're using the pill. It tends to increase with increasing duration of use of oral contraceptives. When they looked at HRT, they found a 2.3% increase per year of use. This was never users, less than a year, 1 to 4 years, 5 to 9, 10 to 14, 15 plus. There seemed to be an increase. These scales are different, note. And here you've got about 75% increase in breast cancer if you've used HRT for 15 or more years. But again, thankfully, once you stop, the risk is increased slightly for a while and then comes down. And after 5 or 7 years of stopping, your risk has come back to that of a never user. Problem is that here you've got an excess risk at a time of life where the risk, background risk of breast cancer is quite small. And here you've got an increased risk where at a time when the risk of breast cancer is much higher and also increasing, and risk increases with age. And if you say you start using 15 plus user starts at 50, so you're going through from 50 to 65 at a time when the increased risk of breast cancer in the background is increasing, and it's further adding an increase onto that. When we did this in France, where we had great data, 80% of women were on long-term use of hormone replacement therapy in France in the early 2000s. It's come down quite a lot now. There was 16% of breast cancer in women aged 50 to 64, which could be attributed to hormone replacement therapy. So that's coming down very quickly as the prevalence, the use, long-term use of HRT declines in France and many European countries. And thank goodness, because it's going to help us bring down the number of cases of breast cancer in that important age range.